I'm here with Joyce Jowdy. She's the new Bonner County Library Community Engagement Adult Programming Coordinator, and this is a new position. Thank you, Joyce, for coming in to tell us about you, the new position, and upcoming events.
Thank you, Susie. I really appreciate this opportunity to reach out to your listeners.
Yeah, so let's mention the event first so we can get that on the table. And tell us about Natural Connections. It's part of the job that you've taken on to reach into the community and make those connections.
Yes. So everybody, please mark your calendar. August 5th, that's the first Saturday coming up, 10 to 4. We're going to be in the Sandpoint Library Garden. For anybody who's not aware, that's 1407 Cedar Street. And it's an all-day event. And you can either attend all day or just the programs that interest you. It's free and everybody is welcome.
So how would you describe this as... what is it, these connections that you're going to present to us?
So this Natural Connections event is the first in what we hope to be a monthly event. We aspire to hosting it, a monthly event of opportunities to explore the natural connections within ourselves and within the community. We're going to have presentations, activities, music, food, movement, arts, listening, playing, sharing, all different types of modalities to learn, to teach, to share. And it'll be different topics, different presenters, different activities each time. And at some point, I'm sure during this interview, Susie will let me clue you into the specifics August 5th.
So the specific, there's four different presentations, so to speak, or sharings, as you just said. Yeah, we'll get back to that and kind of dive into what that looks like for Saturday, August 5th, Natural Connections. But let's get to this. Who you are, the new position that you've taken over. Tell us about you first. As the Bonner County Library Community Engagement and Adult Programming Coordinator, who are you? What's your background, Joyce Jowdy?
Well, I've been a patron of our library here for over 20 years. And so now finally I get to serve the people who've been serving me and the rest of the community. And I really appreciate that opportunity. Some of you might remember the old public forum on sustainability, PFAS. I co-facilitated that with Becky Kemery. And as many of you know, Gloria Ray was the library person staff that totally supported that and had most of those events handled there. So that's part of my background. As well, in the past, I was assistant director of a fair housing organization. And I also did programs at a state park, interpretive programs for the adults and kids, as well as I've worked for other state agencies doing grant work and other sorts of outreach and communication and education things.
So for a short time, we'll just let our listeners know you also did a little broadcasting here at KRFY as a volunteer broadcaster. It was a short amount of time, but it was nice having your voice on the air.
Thank you.
And so you said one word that really stands out to me is your interest in community and community connections.
Yes. So one of the reasons we called it Natural Connections, this event, is because we want to connect with people in the way most natural. So we're not only just talking about natural topics like natural health, sustainability, food, entertainment, but also the connections within ourselves, to ourselves, maybe that's health-wise, or within our community, to our community. We recently did, as many of you participated, and I thank you for that, in surveys and community conversations. And one of the themes that kept coming out of that was that people wanted to be more connected to their community. And so we wanted a title for this event that would be all-encompassing. And we're encouraging all different types of topics to be explored experientially or through lecture or however you want to do that.
I'm sure you just started this position in May. How is it going so far?
It's going well. And as you can imagine, though, there's a steep learning curve always when a new position. So this is our first tryout at this sort of thing to build natural connections, build on natural connections that are already recognized, reveal connections previously unnoticed, incite curiosity to explore, and expand on the noticed and unnoticed, giving new meaning to individuals and community.
So one of the other things that comes to mind, this Natural Connections is a program that you hope to do once a month, but there's more to the job that you have taken on as Community Engagement and Adult Programming Coordinator. What else does that position look like? What will it be bringing to our library, our wonderful library, by the way.
Thank you. Yes, the adult programming is what people are most familiar with, that part of my title. So the community engagement is the new part, and we want to make the library the hub of the community. And we want to integrate the library in the community and the community into the library. We're working to make the library the hub, the place to learn, to discover, share, and experience. And we want to further realize personal and community aspirations, the removal of barriers. So I'm going to be reaching out to organizations. I'm going to be meeting with business owners and other folks to do engaged listening, if you will, and then work together to hopefully come up with services and other programs that the library, so that community in the library in the community, become more integrated.
Well, just to put out a little thought.
Absolutely.
Not that this would come about, but in Spokane, they have a community radio station like ours, KYRS.
Mm-hmm.
And they recently, the library downtown, renovated, and they created the whole third floor overlooking Spokane Falls as the community radio station. It's a place where people can come and learn about all kinds of things. I mean, when you're speaking on the radio, mm-hmm. you learn about diction and articulation. And so that is a beautiful partnership, I think, because it's learning and it's engagement and it's inspiration and all the things that a community radio, we're licensed as arts and education. So it comes in. So keep us in mind when you're thinking about connecting businesses and organizations.
Absolutely. That's fascinating partnership that you mentioned. I'm going to have to learn more about that.
Yeah, just imagine that. And you mentioned existing programs that are, you said everyone knows about, but I don't think so.
Okay.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more about the adult programming coordinator part of your job.
Okay. So many of you know that our meeting rooms are available if you have something that you want going on. Like now we have a chess club that meets there. But then in addition to that, we have programs that are sponsored by the library. Like we recently had a book reading. We recently had a program on predators, winged animals. And upcoming, we have a book reading with local author Therese Lukens. A Heart's Journey to Forgiveness is her new book. And we're starting open sewing again. I hear it's desired. And we might even do some classes. And we also have a new bookmobile coming around. So keep your eyes out. It's a super big eye catcher. And there's also a monthly calendar of events so that you can either get at the library or if you go on to our website, ebonnerlibrary.org. You can always find out what's coming up.
Just a little precursor to that. I am reading Therese Lukens' book.
Oh.
And I'm going to do an interview with her.
Awesome.
But I have to read the book first. So sounds like the programs that were previously established are really an integral part of the library. And now you've expanded to these unknown, potential new and current natural connections.
Right. And as you said, I am new, so I haven't gotten up to speed on adding a lot of programs, but there'll be new stuff as we go along besides the natural connections event.
So anything else you want to say before we kind of recap natural connections? We were going to talk about each of the four segments. They are 10 o'clock, 12 p.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. But anything else about the new position and what's the potential for this for our community?
What I'd like to say is whether you've been to the library every day or never been, please come out and check out us what's going on, not only on August 5th, but all the time. And know that your input is desired. Feel free to reach out to me. I can even provide my number if that's appropriate, 208-263-6930. That's the library number. And my extension is 1103. Or you could always email me at joyce@ebonnerlibrary.org. Whether you want to share your expertise or want to learn something new, we want to be the place you go to when you want to learn something or share.
One thing I want to encourage our listeners to remember that our library has a great website. It's very resourceful. And so that website is ebonnerlibrary.org. It's easy to use. You can even take classes on foreign language there. I forget what they're called. Maybe it's called Mango or something like that.
Well, and also, you know, thank you for reminding me, Susie. I always forget to mention some of the cool stuff. Not only do we have tutoring, which was one of the things she was referring to, but there's a 3D printer that people are even using to try out prototypes of their new inventions, a little on the small scale to get an idea. Plus, we have our VR with our exploration library and our collection of things. So you can even come to the library and check out a guitar if you're thinking about learning a new instrument. So we have all sorts of different programs and modalities of learning and sharing.
So besides tutoring, you have, did you mention mentoring?
Yes, I think there is some mentoring as well as part of that tutoring.
I think that people who are experts in a certain field, you mentioned guitar. Mm-hmm. I bet there's a guitar player out there that would be willing to help a new person learn the basic chords and how to tune the guitar, things like that.
That's a really great idea.
So you might look into that connection eventually as you grab onto this new position. I'm speaking with Joyce Jowdy. She's the new Bonner County Library Community Engagement and Adult Programming Coordinator. And we're talking about the new program, what our library offers. We're so fortunate to have, I think, probably the best library in the world in our community. And this also, we're talking about the new thing you're launching, Natural Connections. So let's talk about the one coming on August 5th, how to sign up, how to become engaged in this, and what are the four parts of this?
Well, at 10 o'clock, we're going to start bright and early out in the garden. And don't worry if it's raining. Yeah, right. Likely story. But if it is, we're covered for inside as well. So we're going to have author Brita Leader, who is our local author here, who just released her book called Wild Core. And she's going to use a blended style to share about her book, The 12 Keys to Unlock Your Untamed Expression. It's going to involve movement, journaling, and other types of sharing. And, oh, I should mention, for the first 25 folks, we're also going to be able to get free peppered mercantile juice is going to be there available for that. And for those of you who might not recognize Brita's name, she is the owns the Embody Center for Healing in Sandpoint, Idaho. And she is a pioneer of dance and its many forms of healing, prayer, play, and conditioning. And her movement form that she birthed is Wild Core. And so that would be what you could find out about at 10. It's going to be a 90-minute, and you do not have to sign up. Just show up in the library garden. And then at 12, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to play ethnic instruments, percussion instruments, with Ellie Thomas. Many of you know her from her drum circles. Well, we'll have drums, we'll have other percussion instruments, and you get to play. Well, everybody gets to listen. If you're 8 and older, you get to participate. And she has been, as you know, a gifted teacher, performer, and group leader. Susie, I know you know Allie. And she has gained great skill learning from direct teachers, living with them, and knowing about the West African culture. And she'll lead us with that. So discover your inner rhythm, folks. And then following that hour, We'll meet the folks from Tendril Apothecary. Henry Clemens is going to share 5 tools to help you transform your life. He'll give you a better idea, but essentially he feels it's more about your identity than willpower. How you see yourself in your ability to make changes that you want, like lose weight or whatever, and not so much about willpower. So that's just to whet your curiosity. And Laura Clemens will then teach us about herbs, and we'll get to make actual folk-style tincture. So you'll not only learn some, you get to take something home as well. And she's a functional clinical herbalist. And both of these have great extensive experience in herbs, medicine, as well as coaching, etc. And then we're going to close out the day at 3, starting at 3, with Yoga with Drew. Many of you have already been taking advantage of free Saturdays with Drew at the library doing yoga. Well, he's going to do another one, only this time out in the garden. And for his, you will need to bring your yoga mat. But Brita's got you covered in the morning. So you can either come and stay all day, just go from one thing to the next, or you can choose to pick your time slot for the program you like, 10, 12, 1, or 3. And also, I should point out, the Friends of the Library will be doing their book sale from 10 to 2 that same day. So you can be inside and outside for that day.
I would say that if you want to spend the whole day, bring your lunch. It's a whole day's worth of inspiration and education.
Yes, and also, by the way, the garden, Anna Hubert, who takes care of the garden, will be there, and she'll even give you a taste of the garden. And because it is a community garden for the library where you can see all sorts of different things. She's got herbals, medicinals. She's got food plants. She's even doing something special for monarch butterflies. And if you come check it out, you'll see what's going on there and looking at pollinators. So she can give you a tour and give you a taste.
It's all something we need to learn about our pollinators too, by the way. So you mentioned, thank you for that overview of that Saturday, August 5th, Natural Connections. It starts at 10 a.m. and every 2 hours there's a new program. You can find out more on the library website at...
The event page is for this is ebonnerlibrary.org/natural-connections. And then and also, just to let you know, we're on our way to doing it monthly. I'm already working on September.
So you said you'd give us a little taste of what that might look like?
Well, we think we're going to do something about seed saving and possibly have an Ayurvedic wellness practitioner present on some stuff. And there might even be some really tasty Indian food if we get lucky.
Well, there you go. So, Joyce, thank you so much for coming in. Anything else you'd like to say before we sign off?
I'd just say thanks so much, Susie, for allowing me on here, but even more so for KRFY and all the wonderful work you guys do. I listen to you all the time, and I'm sure a lot of our library patrons do as well, and I enjoy our partnership and look to it expand. Hope to see everybody out there August 5th, first Saturday of the month in the Sandpoint Library.
There you go. Thank you, Joyce Jowdy, for coming in and sharing your information with us about our library and the new program, Natural Connections, and the work you're doing as the Bonner County Library Community Engagement and Adult Programming Coordinator. Thank you.
Thank you.